Okay, we have got you covered at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And indeed, it is a very big weekend in the NFL with the 2014 Playoff Conference Championship game set. It's the NFL's Final Four, the Broncos and the Patriots playing for that AFC title. And I am certainly ready for another round of Brady versus Manning on Sunday. And then you have over in the NFC, you've got the Seahawks facing the 49ers for a third time this season. And what a rivalry game that has turned out to be. So the table is set. But right now, we have scheduled for all of you, you guys are in for a real treat, a very special guest, one of the legends in the game. As head coach of the Oakland Raiders, he won two Super Bowls. He played for the Raiders. And it is such a pleasure to welcome in tonight the great Tom Flores, former Oakland Raiders head coach. Hi, Tom. It's so good to hear your voice.
Well, it's nice talking to you. It's been a while.
It has been way too long, and this is perfect timing as we get set for some very big games this weekend. You have been on our program so many times. We're looking forward to reliving some of those glory days and listening to your memories as a former player and as a head coach. And recently, you did the radio broadcast for 15 years for the Silver and Black. But where I want to take our conversation right now is let's look ahead to Sunday's NFC-AFC title games. Which two teams would you like to see in the Super Bowl, Tom?
Well, I don't really have any preference, to be honest with you. The exciting part for me is that there's two original AFL teams in the playoffs.
Okay.
So we know for sure one original AFL team, the Broncos or the Patriots, on those days there were the Boston Patriots, will be in the Super Bowl. So for us old-timers and real advocates of the American Football League way back when, That's a nice, proud moment.
Well, you are a former quarterback. I know you have a sincere and deep level of respect and admiration. You talk about Tom Brady, but also for let's start off by talking about Peyton Manning. I mean, the Denver Broncos entered the playoffs as perhaps as one of the favorites to win the Super Bowl. Their stock continues to rise. What do you appreciate the most, Tom, about Peyton Manning and his game?
I think the most impressive thing, other than all the records that he's broken and accomplishments that he's had, is his commitment to the game itself, his respect for the game, and the way he handles himself. He doesn't pound his chest. He doesn't appear to be Superman when he gets in the end zone. All of the above. He does his job. He goes to the bench. He continues doing his job off the field, on the field. He's just a consummate pro. Both of the veteran quarterbacks are very professional and committed to what they do, and I enjoy watching their individual styles of how they do the same thing.
Well, Tom, you know this well. Life in the NFL, especially as a quarterback, it is brutal. And since we're targeting and we're specifically talking about Peyton Manning right now, I mean, just the demands mentally and physically, you have to agree that probably one of the best intangibles that he has, and his father set that foundation, Archie, is just his toughness. Is that a learned skill, or is that just something that you're born with?
I think it's something that you're born with, your natural ability to withstand the grueling pace that you have to have as a quarterback. You know, come back from the serious injury that he had, the surgery that he had. I mean, there was a lot of doubt whether he could come back. There was a lot of skepticism. Would he be able to come back? And he came back with a vengeance because he is the guy that he is. Comes from pretty good stock. Archie Manning was a great quarterback himself. Has two guys that were first guys taken in the draft, the first rounders, and that's pretty impressive in itself.
We are visiting and going one-on-one at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. The great Tom Flores, former head coach of the Oakland Raiders, in fact, played for the Raiders in 1961 and also again in 63 and 66. We're going way back. But as a head coach, he won two Super Bowl championships and was also most recently a 15-year radio broadcaster with the Raiders. So let's break down some of the X's and O's. Peyton Manning, so many superlatives about him. But what is the most effective way to limit him from going off?
Well, obviously, everybody tries to keep them off the field by keeping the defense on the field, moving the chains. I think one of the advantages that you're going to see on Sunday is that all of a sudden the New England Patriots have become a very powerful running team.
True.
Running team. And that's one way. That's the way that the Chargers beat the Broncos in Denver by holding on to the ball, keep Peyton off the field. One of the things that the Denver defense has had the advantage of all year is they're always playing teams that are way behind, and that changes your defensive approach when you know, if to a different type of defense. When it's close, then there's some vulnerable things, and plus the Broncos have had some serious injuries in recent weeks.
Well, we're talking about the two best teams in the AFC, and of course, we were just hitting on momentarily, we were talking about Peyton Manning, but we've got to also pay some attention and give some love to Tom Brady. Here he is, 36 years of age, continues to, it seems to get better each and every year. What is it about his game that you appreciate the most as well?
Well, then once again, he's the way he approaches the game, his professionalism on and off the field, you know, he's a competitive guy. He shows his competitiveness a little different than Peyton does. The fire in his eyes sometimes is piercing, and you know, he's just an ultimate, the ultimate competitor, and he makes things happen. These guys make things happen. Tom Brady, it doesn't matter who's in the game, he makes things happen. He's lost some of his key receivers, and for various reasons, he's lost some, you know, key offensive linemen here and there. But he still makes things happen because of his awareness on the field and his competitive spirit. I mean, he makes things happen, and if necessary, he gets in your face to make you make things happen.
Well, he is a phenomenal player, Tom Brady, 36 years of age, but it is true what you've been talking about, the Patriots. It's been their running game that has been so instrumental for them getting into the winner's circle. Let's move ahead. Let's quickly get a hit on the Seahawks and the 49ers. This has turned out to be quite a rivalry game, and kind of bitter in many regards. What do you think about this matchup?
Well, it kind of goes back to the college days at USC and
it does.
between these two coaches.
Yes.
It's kind of fun to watch as a former coach myself because, you know, it's hard not to let some of these issues of the past get involved in your way, your attitude. But it is a great rivalry. It's going to be – it's the interesting part. Here you have the AFC, two veteran, polished quarterbacks, and here you have the NFC, two young – upcoming and very effective quarterbacks, your second year and third year guys, different styles, more mobile kind of guys, but you know, they're two very well coached teams, and Seattle probably being the most balanced of all of them.
Absolutely. Hey, joining us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, the great Tom Flores, former head coach of the Oakland Raiders. And let's move our conversation ahead. You are a two-time Super Bowl winning coach. You know exactly, Tom, what it takes to advance to the promised land and just the difficulty, you know, navigating through all that, that journey. You're a very big part of the Raiders' proud history. What are some of the vivid memories that you have being a part of the Raiders and winning two of those Super Bowls as a head coach, but also you worked for John Madden as well?
Well, the joyful part about being part of the family and this organization for so long was that I was the very first quarterback in the history of their team, and saw the growth of not only the Raiders but the entire American Football League and the entire National Football League. Just how big it's become. This is incredible. They're all over the world, people are watching the magnitude of the game. They're going to play in some degree weather this year, and nobody seems to care. It's a Super Bowl, so I mean, and I think one of the things that people don't realize is how hard it is to get there, and how hard it is once you're there is to stay there. It's almost impossible nowadays to repeat. So you have to admire the teams that have repeated, but they. Getting there is you have to peak at the right time, you have to stay healthy at the right time, you have to have the right pieces in place. It's just a multitude of things that have to happen for you to get this far, and then to get to the rest of the way, you have to play almost flawless football.
Well, take us into that game day and playing for a Super Bowl. I mean, how do you get your players ready for the big game? What is that like as a head coach and your strategy?
I think the one thing that you have to do is, even though with each game the your shirt gets tighter around the neck, you know, the magnitude is bigger, the coverage is enormous. You know, it's 24 hours a day of coverage for this one game that you're going to play when you finally get there, or this, in this case, this one weekend to get to that game. You have to try to be able to keep it in its right perspective. And anybody that says it's just another game, they're full of it, because it's not just another game. This is a big game, bigger than life right now, bigger than not really life, bigger than the football life. And so you treat it that way and be realistic about it. This is a big game, fellas. I said, but you have to maintain your composure. You still have to do the same things. Don't change anything that you've been doing all year long. Just make sure that they're well prepared. One of the things that we always did, what I did, one of my strengths, I wasn't a big speech giver. John Madden was before me. My whole feeling was if I prepare this team well, that in itself will be their confidence when they hit the field on Sunday.
What was that like for you to be an assistant under John Madden? I would assume that tough shoes to fill and follow in his footsteps?
Well, it was tough. We both worked for Al Davis, and that in itself was tough. Al being the kind of guy that he was, God rest his soul. And John handled it well for 10 years. I worked for him for 7 of those 10 years and helped win his Super Bowl. And working, John was a great game day guy. I mean, he was about as good as there is on the sideline, handling the clock, implementing the game plan. In those days, our quarterbacks all called their own plays. You know, we had Stabler in those days. And I had Plunkett, who was probably the last of the dinosaurs that called his own play. it was a different type of of sideline control. But yet John was very effective in that, and he was very demonstrative. And then he continued when he was done. He continued doing it on TV and in commercials, and has become bigger than life himself.
Okay, so Tom, I've mentioned it many times throughout our interview this evening, two-time Super Bowl winning coach. As you reflect over your illustrious career, well, what was the key to your success?
I think commitment. I never dreamed of coaching. I loved to play the game. My last year I was with Kansas City, and I knew that my career was winding down, and so I said, well, I better start thinking of what I'm going to do. And then when I was out, all of a sudden, that first year of being out of football in the off season, I realized how much I missed a game and how much I wanted to get back into it. Fortunately, I had a chance to start coaching in Buffalo. And then the next year, I came back to the Raiders. There was an opening there, and I joined the Madden staff. As hard work as that was, all of a sudden it was like a shock to me how hard coaches work. But I figured if I'm going to do it, I better do it right and then learn the right way. And I don't want to be an assistant coach forever. So I made my commitment. And I had my family to back me up because they were a football family, my wife and 3 children. They had to be part of your life. Otherwise, as a coach, you're not going to be a very happy guy.
That is so true. And as I understand, when you talk to former players that were a part of your system, that your success was really based on your preparation. I mean, you always found ways to take advantage of your opponent's weakness. I mean, you knew how to get your guys ready to play for each game.
Yeah, and that's, when you can show them how to win, you can show them how to be successful, that just fills them with the adrenaline. And then when it works, then it carries over into the next week and the next week. And it doesn't happen, just by accident. We spend many long, long nights, and sometimes too long, and you come up with an idea, and then you try the next day and look and you say, who the heck put in that thing? I did. Oh, I said, well, it's not going to work. It's okay. We'll kick it out. So we kicked it out. And the players see that. I mean, you don't pull anything over the players. They know what's going on. They're watching, and they're in touch with what's going on. At least championship teams are that way. And so when you do something right, they know it, and it energizes them and carries over.
Well, Tom, too, you have a reputation as that you were such a great coach, but that you genuinely cared about your players. You cared about the organization. You took so much pride in that, and that's one of the reasons why you were so successful. Can you quickly enlighten all of us? Tell us, what was it like to coach some of the great Raiders? Jim Plunkett, for instance. Share some stories about him.
Well, Jim, that was a story in itself, because when we picked Jim up, I was assistant coach in Madden's last year, before he retired, and And Jim was a free agent, so I worked him out. Ron Wolf and Al Davis brought him over, or Ron Wolf brought him over, and I worked him out in front of Coach Bannon and Al Davis and Ron Wolf and myself among the other coaches. And so I just wanted to see if he was physically okay, so, and he was. He was. There wasn't anything wrong with him physically. His arm was still strong, and he could still move. And so we signed him to a backup quarterback. No pressure. We still had Kenny Stabler, and just let him learn and rehab is whatever it needed to be rehabbed at that point. It wasn't him physically. It was just, you know, he'd been through a lot of emotional stuff, you know, but being let go by the Niners and all of a sudden from the number one drafted player in the league.
Appreciate you dropping by this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio. Tom, I look forward to talking to you some more in 2014. Blessings to you and the family, okay?
Anytime. Thank you very much for calling, and enjoy Sunday.
Absolutely. I certainly will. Much more straight ahead this weekend. We will be right back.